All good.
Of course, a brand new year is upon us, and with that, you know, I know we're nearly now closer to February than we were the start of the year, which is, you know, crazy to think about. But, you know, a lot of us do start reevaluating what's going on in life and everything like that, and whether we are truly happy at work and you know, with what we're doing. Some great advice here from communication leadership and mindset expert Renee Giarrusso. She joins me for a chat. How are you, Renee? Thank you for your time.
I'm great, JB. Looking forward to having a chat about this very, I guess, topic that's on a lot of people's minds at the moment.
Yeah, it certainly is, that's for sure. I mean, it's scary. I think your email to me said that we spend a total of 90,000 hours at work, one-third of our life. That's scary when you break it down like that. And I mean, with that, you have to be happy with what you're doing.
Yeah, that's right. And look, I think it could be more than 90,000 hours, especially with remote work. You know, a lot of people are working longer, more intense hours because they don't have the commute. And I think, as you mentioned, coming into a new year, I'm seeing a lot of our clients and even loved ones around me, you know, reevaluating, am I really happy in what I'm doing? And I think, you know, there's a lot of things we can look at in this area. But at the end of the day, we all know if we're not happy at work, we're probably not going to be happy at home. And I'm a big believer we need to bring our whole selves to life.
Yeah, I love that. There's some great tips you've got about trying to be happy at work and kind of removing that whole unhappiness at the workplace. Some awesome tips. What are some of them, yeah, Renee?
Yeah, my main one, and there's quite a few, is make sure that whatever you're doing as a profession, you know, you enjoy it. So yeah, many people do what they're good at, but not what they're good at that they enjoy. Mm. And, you know, you can be good at something, but not necessarily be happy. So I always say, my sort of mantra in life is, what lights you up? What are the things in your job you love the most? And bring as much of that in as you can. We can't always do everything we love, but I'm a big believer in kicking off your week, especially a Monday morning, doing the part of your role that energizes you the most, because that can set the tone for the week. So if you love being with your team, or you love being out with the customer, or you love doing reporting, whatever sort of floats your boat, be consciously aware of what that is, and make sure, I have a bit of a rule of thumb, if we do what lights us up and we do the things we enjoy 70% of the time, then that happiness level, you know, will come to the surface. Another thing I think that's really, really important is, you know, control what you can influence. You know, in Australia, you know, where we're having our conversation from, I'm in Melbourne, you're in Sydney. You know, it's been a tough 2 years, and it's easy when we go through change or we're faced with adversity, you know, and we've all been faced with a challenging few years. It's very easy just to start focusing on what's changed, what's wrong, what's hard, what's tough. Mm. I always say, look at what you can control that you can influence. So your support network, the people around you, understanding the things that light you up. And a big thing that I think is really, really important is focus on what's not changing. You know, if you've got an exercise routine, or you've got a strong support network, or people outside of work that you can lean into that you feel great around, focus on those things that aren't changing, not so much just on the things that are out of your control.
Yeah, and I think it's also really important too that you kind of, you know, take charge of your own sort of development as well. I hear a lot of people, I know, said to me, you know, I never hear about what I'm doing here, or I don't get any, you know, guidance with this, that. You know, there's nothing stopping you from reaching out and doing that, or networking and finding someone else who does the same as you and saying to them, hey, do you mind if I send you this idea, or can you have a look over this with me, or, you know, can you help me out here and I'll do the same for you? There's nothing stopping you from doing that.
No, and I'm a big believer in, I call it, you know, there's 12 key skills at work. I mean, there's a lot more, but one of them is self-growth, you know, and I say we all need to unwrap the gift of self-growth, and we need to drive it. You're spot on. So if you're working on something and there's parts of what you're working on that don't light you up, find out who actually enjoys those tasks and leverage that, create some self-growth habits. You know, I know some clients I've been working with, they're not big readers, and now they're just reading 5 pages of a book once a day and building those little incremental, you know, habits so that they're bridging those skill gaps. So reading, podcasts, you know, JB, the world is our oyster right now as far as learning, but don't get overwhelmed. Ask yourself, what is it that I want to improve on or be better at or grow in? And then go, that's it. So it could be around, you know, in the workplace, it could be around, I need to be more optimistic and have a better energy around the people around me. So you might look something up on optimism and read that and then share that with others in the workplace as well.
I love it. Some great tips. Renee Giarrusso, thank you so much for your time.
Absolute pleasure, JB.